The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Yes, that's right. We are celebrating summer here on The Hard Shoulder. Today, we have escaped the confines of the studio. Our studio has no windows in it. You know that? I mean, anything could be happening outside. It could be literally Armageddon and we wouldn't know any better. But today we said, no, we cannot put up with it anymore. We put our foot down and we are on the roof of News Talk Towers, looking across the beautiful skyline at the back of a multi-story car park, a nondescript office building in the top of a hotel. But listen, it's what's above us that is what has us out here today. Blue skies, beautiful blue skies and sunshine. And a bank holiday weekend as well, not too far away around the corner. And lots of you maybe will be heading to the beach. Maybe you'll just put the feet up, take a little bit of time to relax. But you need to know what to relax with. A good read. Kira Tracy, News Talk's own, is with me with recommendations of what to read. Summer, good summer reads. Is that the idea, Kira?
Great summer reads. So summer is the time where I thrive when it comes to reading. All I get most of it done. I actually took a sunny holiday earlier this year where I literally read like 6 books in 4 days, I think. So lots of recommendations.
You'd read a full book in a day?
Easily. Yeah, if I was by myself, it was a solo trip. So that's literally, I take time out with my holidays to read.
Do audiobooks count as reading for you? Are you one of these snobs?
I'm a bit of a snob. Aww. Yeah, you need to be able to read the words on the pages, I think. Although I am actually exploring audiobooks now, but it's not the same.
No.
I'm not as immersed.
They're even better.
I don't know. Well, you have to say that. Yeah. Well, we have to say that. That's the gig we're in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Audio is a way better medium.
Yeah, agree.
Put down
agree,
the newspaper.
Yeah,
listen to the radio. So where do we start? You've kind of picked 5 choices for people maybe who finished a book or haven't read in a while. They've got an opening in their reading diary.
Yeah, so I have a nice mix here. To start off with, Dolly Alderton's Good Material.
Okay.
So it came out last year. Dolly Alderton is one of my favourite authors of all time. This book, Good Material, is all about if you've got a summer heartbreak, this is the one you need to kind of get yourself out of bed, get into the sun. It's all about a guy in his 30s who's abruptly broken up with by his girlfriend of 4 years. He's in his 30s, and it is just a fantastic rom-com book about getting yourself out of the pits of heartbreak and despair, and it's hilarious. Like, you audibly laugh reading it. Like, it's fantastic.
So, is this fiction?
Yeah,
okay.
It's all fiction. And it's really good, actually. Especially to have it from like a guy's point of view as well, which is new for Dolly. But it's nice to be able to get the funny male perspective.
Yeah, also kind of heartache is kind of a feminine trope.
Exactly.
A lot of the time,
exactly,
isn't
it's written so fantastically.
Men can have their hearts broken too.
You can. It's valid. It's okay to cry.
We have feelings, Kira.
Please
we
cry.
Have feelings.
Yeah. Ask your friends, are they okay? And it actually explores male friendship really nicely.
If my friends are listening, don't cry to me.
Oh, no. Kieran.
No.
I take it back.
No, I can't. No.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Yeah. So that's a really fun one.
Lisa Jewell, Family Upstairs.
Have you read this?
No.
Please read this immediately. This is a compulsive read. It is a psychological thriller. It's all about a young woman who inherits a house with a very dark history. And it kind of swaps between different point of views, different times. And I actually have never read a book where I actually have felt my heart pounding out of my stomach. I genuinely thought I was going to be sick reading it. Like, it is dark. It is really dark and at times uncomfortable to read. But the way Lisa Jewell creates suspense in all of her novels, I think, is just second to none.
Sorry, is there dead kids in this?
I don't know if they die, but there is trauma with children as a pre-warning.
Oof, right. Okay.
I know. I feel like parents especially do struggle with those.
I generally would avoid them. I'm reading, though, All the Colours of the Dark by Chris Whittaker.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's amazing. Really good. Now I'm only halfway through. Maybe it gets terrible after the second half.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. And a lot of trauma, childhood trauma in that as well. But I can't put it down.
And my mum's really squeamish, but she could read The Family Upstairs, no bother.
Okay, Lisa Jewell, The Family Upstairs. Now, here's an author I know, Haruki Murakami, but Norwegian Wood. I have not read this.
I am shocked when you told me this because it is his most famous book. I think it was Harry Styles' favourite book of the year as well at one point.
Don't believe that.
That's
Harry Styles was like Harry Potter or something.
Yeah.
I firmly believe when people are asked these
just
questions.
Just films as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Like no one ever says, oh yeah, I just watched Braveheart on repeat. Yeah. Like, I think the Three Colours trilogy actually, or maybe something by Kurosawa.
Absolutely. So cultured.
Yeah.
But apparently he says this is his favorite book, but it's it was Japanese, translated beautifully as well, and it's a great summer memories kind of read, I'd say. It's all about the characters kind of a delve into his past, his romantic relationships through his teen and young adult lives, and it's really beautiful, poignant, slow, won't get your heart racing too much now. It's a really gentle read.
What I think about when I think about running, that's the only book from
I've never heard of that, but
it's brilliant. It's kind of, it's just his own, he's an avid runner, great runner, puts in huge miles.
Would I feel inadequate because you are a
no, because it's less about the running and more about what he thinks about. It's what it means to him. It's the solitude.
That's
it's what
so
he gets
Murakami.
From it. There's lots of kind of introspection in it. It's great. And that, there's an alarm going. This is the perils of outdoor broadcasting.
Never
is that
a dull
an alarm. And actually, this is classic Irish reaction. That's the alarm of the building that we're in.
Yeah.
We're absolutely not moving an inch.
Probably just someone's toast.
Oh, it stopped. All right, okay. Anyway, introspection, running, all the good things. Murakami's, not Norwegian Wood. That's your recommendation,
yes.
What I think about when I think about running. But Norwegian Wood is what you say to read. Anne Enright next.
Anne Enright, fantastic author. So The Wren the Wren came out, I think it was this year it came out, actually. It's set in Dublin. It follows a mother and daughter. Intergenerational stories, again, we dip into the past and into the present. So we get a lot about intergenerational love, loss and trauma, but it's also hilarious. And actually, this is one book I read from a young woman's perspective of, like, I felt like I was looking in a mirror.
Really?
When it comes to dating in this day and age, I actually found myself being like, oh my God, I'm normal. It was kind of the closest thing to like free therapy that I've ever read, I'd say, actually.
Okay.
So if you're in need of that, this
if you're in need of therapy and you don't have the money, that's a great, this is great advice.
Honest to God, I could do a whole segment on that.
We have all the bases covered. Anne Enright's The Wren, The Wren. Another Irish author as well next.
Sinead Gleeson. Yes, Hagstone. I only recently read this and it was incredible. So it's all about a young artist living on a secluded Irish island, and she receives a commission from a mysterious commune run by women. It's all very mysterious. There seems to be a dark kind of thread of mystery running throughout the novel, which I thought was really interesting. And also, I feel like quite poignant. It really puts a spotlight on life and loneliness on islands as well, particularly Irish islands. So it doesn't actually say which island it is, but, you know, I think it would actually ring true for a lot of people.
So these are great recommendations. Dolly Alderton, Good Material, Lisa Jewell, Family Upstairs, Haruki Murakami, Norwegian Wood, Anne Enright, The Wren, The Wren, Sinead Gleeson, Hagstone. Do you always read fiction?
Almost always, yeah. I mean, I'm a history and politics student by trade, so I should read more, but I just quite like the escapism.
Yeah.
You know, that
can't
way
it. Sometimes
life's too real.
Life is too real.
Honest to God.
Oh, you tattoo it.
Yeah, maybe.
Kira Tracy, News Talk Zone. Kira, great recommendations. Thank you
so
much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.